Good morning, good people. It is 8th September 2020. We celebrate the feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The readings are from Micah chapter 5, verse 1 to 4, and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 1, verse 1 to 6, 18 to 23. After the celebration of birth of our Lord, the entire world comes together to celebrate is for Mother Mary. Some birthdays are remembered with love and gratitude, while some other are reminded out of fear and duty. Every second there is someone is born in the world, but only a few are fondly thought of for all that they are to the community at large. Mother Mary's birth was a humble and less known to humanity, but well known by God. The entire universe was waiting for the birth of Mary. Her birth brought the hope of bringing the light of God in the person of Jesus. Her birthday will remain remarkable and memorable for the entire humanity time, immemorable because of her and through her we have Jesus. What we see and witness these days around us is anxiety, mental worry and fear about when will this pandemic be over. Human life is encircled and enclaved in suffering and happiness. Even our beloved Mother Mary, who was exempted from the pain of birth through her virginal conception and birth, God did not exempt her from suffering and pain. She went through like any other mother in holding and handling fear, pain, and death of her only son Jesus. The first reading promises us the birth of the Savior through a specific person favored by God like Mother Mary. The responsorial psalm claims, "I exult for joy in the Lord," Psalm 13 verse 1. The Gospel presents us with the significance of Mother Mary in bringing Jesus as our Savior. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Matthew chapter 1 verse 23. It is by constant surrender to the will of God we can encounter and experience Jesus in our lives. Mother Mary surrendered completely to the will of God even amidst all fear and suffering. The consistent obedience to the will of God made Mother Mary different from all people. As we celebrate your birthday, may we emulate one quality from the life of Mary. Wishing you all a happy feast of Mother Mary, Our Lady of Health, to end this pandemic and bring all the blessings for us all. Have a lovely day. God bless you.